This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how God will light your path towards greater. Recently, we talked about how we use our GPS for step-by-step directions, and that it is also good to not become overwhelmed by our circumstances, but to remember that we can use God for step-by-step directions when we need to. But it is also true that just as we are seeking God for direction, He is also guiding us. And this was surely the case with Ruth. So after Naomi lost her husband and her two sons and feeling abandoned by God, she decided to return to her hometown. Ruth and Orpah were her two daughter-in-laws. And one day she told them, "I'm planning to return home." Now, they didn't want her to return home alone, so they insisted on going with her, but Naomi thought it was too much of a sacrifice, so she declined their offer. Eventually, Orpah said, "Okay, go back home on your own," but Ruth insisted on staying with her. And what's interesting here is that Ruth was from Moab, and Moabites served other gods. So Ruth would not only be leaving her home and family and friends, but even her way of worship. Yet she decided to trust the pull on her heart and to take the path that God was leading her towards. Now, while Orpah faded into history, Ruth went on to marry Boaz and would become the great-grandmother to King David. So today, know that sometimes, as much as we are seeking God's direction, He too is lighting our path to greater. And as you embrace that idea, hold on to these words: "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and He shall direct thy paths." Proverbs 3:5-6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, trust God is lighting your way.